ignore that. That'll come in and
out. Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
That will stop once we're on the air. You know, executive productivity, business, and ADHD coach.
Well, just say business and forget the exec. Just say business, business and ADHD coach is fine.
Oh, okay.
Business productivity and ADHD coach.
Good. So that is, and you have a website. Can we send people
yeah.
to your website?
Good. Absolutely.
So I will ask
Nancy
you.
Snell.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, and I'll tell you that then.
Yeah, I'll ask you a couple of times on that one. So
okay.
the angle is this. Our show, Generation Bold, The Fountain of Truth, is a show for successful aging. And what we have discovered is that people, even the post-retirees, are first of all extremely busy, having a lot of trouble managing their time. Also, they were executives or they were in business, and they have the same temperament that they always had. Nothing changes with age. So
mm-hmm.
there's actually some studies that show that there's a lot of ADHD in older adults, but they were never diagnosed because it wasn't a thing, you know, when they went to school.
Okay,
nobody.
Perfect. I could totally talk about that all day
yeah.
long. Uh-huh.
So that's what we're going to talk about. Older adults have trouble recognizing or identifying that in themselves. That's number one. And number two, in general, even those that don't have an actual diagnosis or wouldn't have an actual diagnosis still have to manage their time, their focus, their productivity.
Perfect.
So
perfect.
I thought that you could extrapolate from your work in corporate world to...
Well, it's not even corporate world. I work with business professionals. I have a corporate background in broadcasting for over 20 years.
Right,
so I was buying and selling television time media. So I worked with
okay.
television stations and worked in a very, you know, a kind of aggressive, you know, sales environment and business development environment. However, I don't work with company for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
It's business professionals and they hire me and privately.
So
I have not gone the corporate routine because the sell is just too long and too ridiculous.
Okay, so, and we'll ask about things like, you know, how do you help? And I think also we need a definition of ADHD to start with, and you can give that, right?
Okay, great, yeah.
Sure, and how it manifests itself. All right, you'll see, there's going to be a little music, then you're going to hear me introduce the show, then you're going to hear me introduce you and say hello, and thank you. And how many minutes is the first segment?
Huh?
This segment is a little under 11 minutes. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm hearing rustling in the back. Is there? That may not...
Oh, yeah, no. I was just looking for something, that's all. Okay, I'll stop.
Very good. We're going to be quiet for a few minutes, and then you'll hear music and then me, and then we'll talk. Okay?
Okay, you got it.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, cause I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And yes, indeed, you're inappropriate for our age. We are back. We've just had quite an earful from the doctor, and now we're going to go to another kind of doctor, so to speak, somebody that's going to help us with our own productivity, with our own, perhaps, approach to life and getting things done, and probe into something that is very often never spoken about, and that is older adult ADHD. Many of you know about that from your grandchildren, but hello, some of it is hereditary, so maybe you have a part in that, and you don't even realize it. We're going to be speaking right now with Nancy Snell. She is a coach. She is certified by the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching. She is a business productivity and ADHD coach who works with individuals so that they can help themselves focus, not be fixed, but focus, and change the way they approach getting things done. And if you, as my listeners, are anything like the people I meet when I go to the seminars and I meet you one by one, You are busy and you are just as overwhelmed as you were before you retired. So let's welcome Nancy Snell. Thank you so much for being with us, Nancy.
Thank you for having me. I always love the opportunity to talk about this subject matter.
Yeah, and again, it's not spoken enough with regard to the adult. We hear a lot about it with kids, but not with the adult. So let's define that. ADHD. What are we actually talking about?
Okay, so, you know, it's bantered around a lot today. Everybody says, oh, everybody has ADD. So ADHD is for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. We've added the H in. It's in the DSM. It's in the manual now. However, that's just the generic name. Sometimes we think attention deficit, we should be attention surplus disorder. So what is ADHD, ADD? It's really a neurobiological condition that's about brain wiring and body chemistry. This is not a moral issue. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just about, it's a deficit of certain chemistry in the brain, in the, you know, to get technical, in the prefrontal cortex, that's not connecting. There are neurons that are not connecting, or they're connecting inconsistently, if that makes sense.
It does make a lot of sense, but I will admit to you that when you give me that definition, it feels like me, and I bet a lot of people feel that way too. Well, look, you've got some things here in your materials, smart, successful, all kinds of people, but distracted, frustrated, you know, overwhelmed. Is there a real difference in the way you help somebody who may officially have ADHD and somebody who just may have a personality like that but still wants help?
Great question, Adrian. What I say, and it's actually on my website, is you don't have to be ADD to feel like it these days.
Right.
Because our culture has sort of grown into this state of being, if you will. However, in terms of working and helping, one hallmark of ADD is shame. And there's a lot, and for people who, ADD also usually coexists with anxiety, with depression, with other things. And so therefore it's been chronic. It's the symptoms have had to appear somewhere since childhood. So it doesn't just pop up as an adult. We say the criteria has to have onset by the age of 7. And so
you'd
see this in, you know, in school behavior, et cetera, et cetera. But you're correct that people don't really recognize that this goes on. 60% of kids diagnosed go on with all the symptoms into adulthood. And we know that 4-5% of the U.S. adult population, which is very conservatively 12 to 15 million people, adults, are undiagnosed and untreated ADHD today.
Now, you know,
it's a big deal.
Because of that, I would say that when we're dealing with our population, the older adults, we might actually have more in that percentage that were untreated, undiagnosed, and unrealizing what they have. So that's one thing. So I think one of the things we have to bring out to the listeners is get yourself checked out for that if you are feeling very overwhelmed. I do know that there's a large percentage of people that we meet, Nancy, that says, we don't understand it. We thought we would retire. We thought we would even do the traditional retirement, play golf, the kind of things people say that they won't do anymore. Volunteer, life would be easy and slow, and we're a wreck. Now, it may very well be that even though the circumstances of their lives have changed, they haven't. So if you're going to, let's take the first step. If you're going to see if you really have this, what type of physician or medical professional would you seek?
Well, you would go to probably to a psychologist or a psychiatrist, someone who's experienced in this. But let me come back to something you said that I think is really, really important. And as we get older, as we retire or wind back a little bit what we're doing, we don't have as much structure.
Right.
And so, therefore, the intensity of the overwhelm gets worse without structure.
Now, that
does that make sense?
It does, and that's how you get my next question, which is how you help people. So first of all, tell everybody your website. And then we'd like to talk about the kinds of things that you do for people. For example, I'm sure helping them put some structure into the way they do things. But first, mm-hmm. your website.
Okay, my website is my name. I try to keep it really simple, which is Nancy Snell, Nancy, S is in Sam, N is in Nancy, E-double-L, nancysnell.com.
Right. So you'll get a lot of information there because, as with most of my wonderful guests, you can never cover everything they know or everything they have to say. So if this is beginning to sound like you, you're going to want to go to Nancy, nancysnell.com, and learn more. But you brought it up. The idea that we have less structure in our life might be frustrating and even frightening. How do you begin to help people who now either say they have or know they have ADHD, or at least are living their life as if they do?
Well, again, it depends. I work in this in very much in specifics. So we would talk about what exactly is going on for them right now, and versus what they want to be going on for them. For example, you know, the gap between their execution and their ability, right? So their performance, there's a gap in there. So I'm very, very much about a calendar, okay? I'm a calendar queen. And understanding that your to-do list is not your calendar. They're first cousins. They work interchangeably with one another. But it's about prioritizing. So let's go into a situation. I'm thinking of myself, like on a typical Sunday, maybe. I might say, oh, my goodness, I don't have anything. You know, I have a free open day. I'm going to do, and then I might list off 45 things.
Right.
And as a result, we do nothing. Mm-hmm. So that's the overwhelm that we're talking about that could roll into a life. So it's a matter of putting anchors on a calendar. If it's that it's really important, you know, we always talk about vitamin C, vitamin connect, communication, to stay
right.
in connection with people. So whether it's, you know, you're going out to meet somebody just for lunch or for dinner or for drinks, that goes on a calendar. It's like an anchor. And that's where the structure is created. And so when you get up in the morning, or routine, you know, you might go to the gym and you might do that consistently. Put it on your calendar. You know, the calendar is a blueprint for what your day, your week, your life looks like. And we get to move things around. Does that make sense?
Yes, it truly does. And one of the things that I know, again, from the truly retired adult. Now, many of the people that are listening are not retired, and they won't be for years, and they may even be 70, and they won't be retired
mm-hmm.
for years.
And
those
Absolutely.
Who are 50 or 55 are really in the middle of their work life right now. But mm-hmm. I have seen people whose only absolute necessity on their calendar is, let's say, a doctor's appointment twice a month, and they will still come in, and they will say they're overwhelmed. Or they will even end up canceling that appointment because all of a sudden they become too busy. And when you hear what they're busy with, you really begin to frown because you say, gee, these aren't imperatives. This is something you don't have to do. So when we come back after our break, we're going to talk about the fact that even after retirement, we carry this idea of demands with us, these imperatives with us, and we sometimes lose sight of how to prioritize. And Nancy Snell, who is a coach, a productivity coach, both in business and for individuals, is going to help you a little bit about that issue of why the important things in your life, which you thought you'd get to surely when you retired, seem to be the last things that you're doing, and you're still dancing to other drummers, you're still answering demands as if you have a job. Now, curious as it is, stay tuned, and you'll get a really important insight into why that might be happening.
It, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
Nancy?
Yeah.
We're off for a minute. That was perfect. And I'm going to go right in with you again because the idea of prioritizing, as you're helping people prioritize, I
mm-hmm.
actually think that's a very hard thing, and I'd like to talk a little bit more about that.
Right.
And, what else would you like to cover?
Well, I think it's about, you know, what the topic you're talking about leads into. It's really about commitment, right? So if we're, the important things that seem that we're going to do and they're the last things we're doing, because we're really, they're not really not that important. Because
okay.
if they are, then they get on a broken down into baby steps and they get on a calendar. You
I
have to have a plan. Yeah, got a plan to plan, and you have to commit and baby step.
Makes
That's
sense.
That's it. I mean, there's no magic.
Good. Very good.
But it's magical.
Right. I love that. You will say that, and we'll get your site up again one more time. But, Stuart, wait, before we do this, do you have any articles, books, or anything that you would like to turn people's attention to?
Well, my blog is called The Distracted Executive. It's and I write, you know, twice a month. So there are a lot of great articles. It's on my website, but it's
okay,
a blog.
Good. Okay, I'll mention that. Go ahead, Stu. Now we'll be quiet.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Well, we're all inappropriate for our age. We don't even know how to act anymore after 60. The fact is, 60 is supposed to be the new 30, which it's not. It's really the new 60. We don't know.
No, I thought they said 40. It was the new 40 for a while. We were the new 40.
Well, I think it's a new 60, Nancy. I honestly think
I think you're right, Adrian.
It's a new ball game. We know how old we are, but it doesn't seem to matter as much, that's all. The fact is we're just middle-aged a lot longer. And, you know, we're speaking here with Nancy Snell, and she's not only a coach for people who are continuing to be in business, which many of our listeners are, by the way, and many of them are very entrepreneurial, and they're never going to leave their business, but also for individuals who find themselves retired and a little bit surprised and how life hasn't changed much emotionally. They haven't started to do the things they always say. They even tell me they have no time to travel, which was the number one thing they wanted to do. So Nancy, in coaching individuals, you already told us that we've got to have a calendar, we have to prioritize. That's not so easy. How do you help people make priorities that are really meaningful to them?
Okay, so it's really all about commitment is behind that. Meaning, if, you know, I think we ended the last segment with, you know, talking about why the important things seem to be the last things that you're doing.
Absolutely.
Right, the things like the traveling, everything that you want to do. It's really that, and I think our whole all of our lives depend on commitment. And, you know, we can talk about a lot of stuff, but it's about if I want to do something, travel, whatever the it is for you.
Volunteer,
you have to commit, volunteer. Right, that's big. I like to call that the macro. So in order to execute, you have to break that down into baby steps. And you have to be committed to it. So, for example, volunteering, it might be that you've procrastinated because you don't know exactly where you're going to volunteer yet. So it might be taking that baby step and saying, okay, here's where the calendar comes in. On Tuesday, because you've prioritized that as something you want to do, on Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. to 9:30, I'm going to sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and just write out all the places I might want to call. Meaning, without breaking down to baby steps, it's just too big. I'll do it later. I'll do it tomorrow.
You know, one of the things I tell people when we do our retirement successful planning, which is, in my case, it's financial planning, but you can't do financial
mm-hmm.
planning until you know how you want to live. So that has to come first. So we vision. What our retirement may be. And most people, they see the future as a big blank canvas, and it scares them to death.
Right, it's like that Sunday.
They don't have that commitment that you're saying, so they begin to make that great big list. And then they say, well, we have no purpose. The years go by, and the kids are grown up, and even the grandkids are grown up, and that's when the rubber hits the road, and they say, gee whiz, I could have done this and this and this in my retirement years, and I didn't. So the motivation part of commitment, must be also very important, even for people in business. If they keep getting other people telling them what to do, how do you help people self-motivate so they do take something?
You know what? It's a good question. I really don't. I work with people who are motivated. I always say I'm not in the convincing business. I'm in the collaborating business.
Uh-huh.
I'm not in the yeah, but game. So meaning that if somebody wants to change or somebody wants to get out of whatever the existing situation is, let's go because you want to do something. It's not about, you know, convincing why you're not doing anything. I think that's a whole other, you know, therapeutic.
Right.
That's really for the doctors to handle. That's
right, so
not
it's not really
the work
creating
that I do.
The vision. Not creating the vision, but it is accomplishing that vision.
Well,
so
I can help create the vision. I could create the vision with them. Like, what kinds of things do you love to do? What's stopping you? And then when we understand what's stopping from the things you want to do, then we go to town. Yeah, that is the work. But if it's about depression or it's about somebody who's just, you know, feeling sorry for him or herself their life is lost, that's not my division.
And
my division
is
about solutions.
You have a blog also on your site, The Distracted Executive, but the information there is really very helpful for anybody. So tell us again how we would read some of your material and visit your website.
So you could, you know, today anybody can just Google and everything kind of comes up, but it's my name, Nancy Snell, you know, ADHD coach. And there are a lot of things, and on my website there are some interviews I've done, some, you know, a TV show, some other radio interviews that are on there. And there's a lot of information on the blog. And I try to, you know, I have to calendar all of that because that's hard. I have to push myself to write those. That does, you know, that's hard work, and I have to be committed.
Just like you're telling everybody else to do.
Exactly, and it's like pulling teeth sometimes. And if I don't have a motivation behind it, you know, and I'm not committed to it, I'm gonna not do it. You know, and there have been periods where I haven't done it. You know, to be honest. So it's hard.
Sounds like a very important personal relationship and personal package, where people have to first come up with what do they really want, what would they like to make happen. Once they've done that, it seems that even if they do have attention deficit disorder, even if they're hyperactive, or even if that's just their personality, is to float a little or flitter a little. If you use some of the techniques that Nancy is talking about, such as the calendaring, the prioritizing, the taking bite-sized pieces of what you have to accomplish. And you have a coach by your side, just like you might have a physical coach if you're trying to, you know, do exercise, who's really by your side, not taking over. You'll get where you want to go, whether you're retired or whether you're in business. And I think that's the key to it, Nancy.
You hit the nail on the head, Adriana. That is the key. I've been doing this for 13 years. So it's been hundreds of hours, hundreds of people, and it works. And that's why I said it so emphatically before. It works only if somebody is motivated. And they just have to have some idea of what their goals are. It's about goals and solutions and taking the show on the road, and it's quick.
So we will say goodbye for this last segment. I'm so sorry to have to do that because we can talk for a long, long time, but I remember – you know, Nancy, I used to say what the mind can conceive, the person can achieve. But when you have a coach by your side, that's not just words. That could really, really happen. And, you know, this is apropos. Every week we say the same thing to our listeners. Get out there, kids, and make it happen. Terrific.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I've done a bunch of, I love the way you did the interview. I've done many, many, you know, interview, and I'm always like, oh, you're fabulous.
That's so nice.
Well, maybe it's nice, but I'm saying, because you totally get it. I mean,
well,
and the way you articulated, well, you're very clear, and the way you articulated the questions and positioned everything was like, whoa, it was just such a pleasure.
Well, I really thank you. So this is what happens. It's going to air on Sunday of this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a few days after that, it goes on to our website. So it's archived forever. People
mm-hmm.
could hear it on about 38 stations throughout the United States, but
mm-hmm.
they could hear it anywhere from with an app.
Online. Uh-huh.
With an app. Not just online, on their phone, too.
Because
there's an app for this. The BizTalk Radio syndicates it. And if they have a free app, BizTalk, they can hear my show or anybody's show, you know, from that syndicator. And that's it. That's the way it is. If you do want to send an article, we'll put it on our blog. And anybody you want to tell, or if you want to use your own social media to tell people, you can. Or
yeah, so it's going to, right. So is there a link? Or
yes,
is there, what should I tell? Because I have like 6,000 Twitter followers and,
oh,
you know, all that social media stuff. So I can just
we'll
send it over. Tell me. Huh?
Yeah. We'll send you a link.
Yeah.
We'll email it.
Send me a link, and then I'll put that up, and just with the details that it's going to air where they can find it on Sunday.
Right. So let me ask Stuart. Stuart, do you have Nancy's email direct, or? Oh, yeah. He says you just sent him an email. He has everything.
Yes, he has everything.
To be able to get you all that information. Okay?
Yeah, and then I'll put it out on the social, and that's fantastic. And
that's
keep
wonderful.
Me in mind for any of these people.
Absolutely.
That you come in contact with. Yeah, I mean, there aren't that many of us who do what we do
in the
world.
And are you working in radio anymore, or is this 100% of what you do?
No, I've been doing this for 13 years on my own business.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
we'll
I was in TV.
Perfect.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
So nice. So nice meeting you, Adrian. Thank you.
Yeah.
Take care.